It is so meaningful and so fun to be a part of what goes on the last bunch of days with the church. And I love how it's not just Grove Church. I mean, obviously, we do a lot to help make it happen and stuff. But to see the other groups that come along, and you'll see some of the sponsorships later on. But I just love what happens over these last 4 days. You're getting a picture of it. In 2002, somebody wrote a book that sold over 35 million copies. And the opening line to that book is literally, "It's not about you." And some of you might not have any idea what that book is. Some of you maybe do, but it's from a pastor named Rick Warren, and the book is called The Purpose-Driven Life. And I bring that up because at the core of who we are as a church, that is something wholeheartedly that we believe. It's not about us. That life is not about us. And when Rick Warren writes what he does, what he's saying is when you think about your purpose in life, your purpose isn't about you. And oftentimes in the world we live in, we kind of look at like, what do I do to become this or have this kind of influence or whatever? And at the core of, again, who we are as a church, and if you're a follower of Christ, where we find our answer to our purpose is really in the things that Jesus had to say. And there's a lot that he had to say when you read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, which you need to. But a few things I want to point out are these. One, Jesus was challenged with, if you were to sum up the entire Old Testament in or the entire law in one command, what would it be? And he basically said, let me give you two things. And he started with, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. And so for you and I, the idea of it's not about you is it's about love God with all that we are. And the outflow of doing that will be that we love our neighbor as ourselves. The second point that came from Jesus is when the disciples were arguing about who was gonna be the greatest. I shared this recently, but what does he do but gather them together and go, hey, look, you wanna be great? You wanna be amazing? Serve. You wanna be incredible? Be the slave of all. Don't put yourself up on a pedestal, serve others. And then finally, after he went to the cross and paid the price for the sins of all of mankind, which we wholeheartedly believe is where we find hope, forgiveness, where we find salvation from the messes of our own lives is in what Jesus has done for us on the cross. But it says he was buried after his death, then he rose again and appeared to the disciples, which you can imagine is quite a moment. And he appeared multiple times, but at the point that he's leaving and he ascends into heaven, right before he did that, what did he say? He literally said to the church, which at that point was the apostles, was the disciples, he says, all authority on heaven and earth has been given to me. And then he follows it up with this, now go make disciples. At the core of who we are, love God and love our neighbor. At the core of who we are is serve others. At the core of who we are as our purpose is, how do we help others understand the power of the message of Christ? Because it's his love, the love of our Heavenly Father that gives us any sense of hope at all. Any semblance of purpose at all comes from that. And so when you hear sometimes in our language as a church, we talk about love God, connect with each other, serve all, that's who we are. When you look at our code or our core values, our code, and you hear it say things like, we give up things we love for things we love even more. And you begin to hear stories during iHeart of people who took vacation time off, people who took personal days off of work, people who instead of taking their day off and relaxing in the sun at the lake or kayak point or whatever, instead chose to roll up their sleeves and do something to make a difference. We give up things we love, a day off, relaxing, vacation even, for things we love even more. How do I help the community around me see the love of God on display? And then it says this, the church does not exist for us. We are the church and we exist for the world. So over and over, when it comes down to why do we do what we do? Why are we getting dirty and painting all these things and spreading all this stuff? It's not about us. It's about you and I buying into the want to reflect the light of Christ into a community
that we love. That when you see the stats up there as Teresa shared them and it says seven cities and you go, well, where was it? Marysville, obviously, but also Tulalip and Arlington and Granite Falls and Verlot and Lake Stevens and Everett, projects all over the place. Why do we do what we do in things like iHeart and other things throughout the year as well? Why? Because we don't exist for us. We exist to help others see the love of God through us. It's not about you. You want to find your purpose in life? It's not going to be about you. You want to do something that makes a difference that's connected to your faith in Jesus? Serve others. Love God and love your neighbor. I don't know where you live, but what would it look like for you to love your neighbors well? I don't even know them. Well, what would it mean for you to get to know them? What would it mean to love them? See, when you look at the stories, and we're trying to paint that picture for you today, when you hear what happens and how people open their hearts to what goes on, it's so fun to watch the connections happen, the sense of purpose unfold throughout these days. I love how there's different people in the room that you served at iHeart and you got to know people at the Grove Church you never would have known otherwise. Or what took a day or maybe 4 days can take months and months and months of just generally showing up on a Sunday to really dig in and get to know the church family that's here. I love what happens. Why do we do what we do? Well, it's not about us. Hebrews 10:25, there's a verse that you're probably familiar with if you know the Bible at all. It says, do not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another. And all the more as you see the day approaching, the return of Christ, the day. But the verse before that says something that's kind of our mantra for something like iHeart. Hebrews 10:24, let us consider. In other words, throughout our lifetime, certain days and weeks and years, step back from the busyness of the pace of life and consider. Let us consider, it says, how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. What does it look like to inspire those around us, to encourage those around us, yes, here in the room, but by all means beyond that, the families that we're a part of or the neighborhoods or apartment complexes that we live in. The places that we go to navigate life all the time, from grocery stores to gas stations to parks or whatever else. What are we about? Why do we do what we do? Well, it's not about us. It's about Shara Ellis and having her husband pass away 2.5 years ago, going, wait, we could help. We see you're getting behind, we can help. It's about a lady out in Verlot, which if you've ever been there, it's a long ways from here, who was not open at all to faith in Christ. We didn't had a bad experience in church back when she got married, literally decades ago, and said, I haven't been back. And to have a group show up at her doorstep and literally build her a ramp to get in and out of her house. And all of a sudden she goes, where's your church? And while I wouldn't ever expect her to show up here, my hope is she could connect at some church that's closer to Verlot than here. Because again, it's not about us. Why do we do what we do? Because there are struggling families at something called Cocoon House, and you've maybe heard the phrase for years if you've been around here. It's in Everett, and I got to visit and see what was going on there, the project of improving the grounds outside and power washing and landscape, but also painting the entire downstairs and giving it a fresh look. Well, what is it? It started out as a school teacher who noticed in Everett that there were kids going to school that didn't even get the normal meals that a kid should get, and didn't have the clothing they should get, and all of a sudden started providing meals early in the morning before school for kids. And then started providing clothing for some of these kids that didn't have it. And other teachers beginning to get wind of what she was doing and picking up what became a movement that now 31 years later, Cocoon House used to be the house she lived in, and she donated it for that cause. So today, families that need help can get help through Cocoon House. Why would we go out to Tulalip and help with the teen center and improve the looks of it? Why would we go out to Village of Hope and build some fresh stairs and railings? Why would we go out to Pilchuck and my alma mater, class of 93? Why would we go out there and renovate a whole area that's got a greenhouse and other buildings that were completely covered Because maybe it'll start a program that used to be, some of us take for granted, called horticulture, that they haven't had for years and years. Why would we do all that? Because what we desperately want is for people in our world to see the love of Jesus through us, and you're doing it. And so I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to every one of you that signed up and worked for half a day, a whole day, two, three, or all 4 days, or even some that prepped for weeks and months even. I want to say thank you. For those of you that maybe you weren't able to help because your schedule, and I get that. Maybe you were able to give a little bit in the offering, or some of you that actually were sponsors. We had a whole bunch. There was business sponsors. It's on the screen here. Judd and Black, Cuz Concrete, Anderson Drilling, Saffron, Edward Jones for Andy Smith. There are all kinds of them on here. Literally, many of them either sent crews to help on certain days. Some of them wrote checks and said, here, let's help fund this thing. But again, if you see some of those businesses up there, find them. Give them some business. They help make this happen. But I want to say thank you to everybody that you go, hey, I get it, and I love being a part of it. And if it's not on your calendar and you haven't been a part of it, can I challenge you that next year, that second week of July, and we need the dates exactly, I think it's July like 8th through something, or July 9th, 9 through 12, put it on your calendar. But let me say this, and I say this with a level of kind of trepidation. Like, I don't say this like in a mean way. But if you hear who we are as a church, and iHeart is a part of that, we believe in building bridges all over in our community. You hear about Back to School Bash coming up. That's the next thing, by the way. And you go, well, what is that? We have all kinds of partnerships in our community that will show up on site on August 15th from 4 to 7 p.m. Put on your calendar. Love to have you volunteer. And what we do is we provide 2,000 backpacks to kids all over the community that wouldn't necessarily get to go to school with all the supplies in them. No backpacks, no thermoses, and little lunch boxes and pencils and crayons and papers. And so that's our next thing. Why we do the gift during Christmas and go, there's not a kid that should go without a gift or two during the Christmas season. Why we would partner with the Marysville Food Bank and try to help make sure that the people are getting fed that aren't getting the normal meals that some of us take for granted. Why do we do what we do? Because we believe wholeheartedly in you and I reflecting the love of Christ all throughout our community. And here's what I want to say, and I say it gently, but if you hear all of this and you go, kind of not my jam, it's just not my thing, there are other great churches that do other things. They have their sort of thing. That's awesome. And if they resonate with what you know, who you are, I would encourage you to go, hey, find that place and get dialed in there. And I'm not saying that to be mean, but I'm just saying, like, we have a mission. We have purposes that God has carved out for who we are as a church. We believe in it, but it means all of us. Going, what do we do to continue to make a difference in our community? But I want to say thank you. And as we end today, I want to pray, and I know this sounds weird to some of you, I want to pray a prayer of dedication for all of the 31 sites all over our county, just asking God's presence to dwell there wonderfully. I want to pray a blessing over every one of you that invested. Maybe you gave some money, or maybe you're part of a work party, or maybe you helped with iHeartLight, or were part of the lunch crew or breakfast crew or whatever you were. I want to pray a blessing over this whole thing and just give it to Jesus as we wrap it up for the year 2024. I also want to take a moment as we end, and I'm aware of what happened yesterday. Most of us saw the news and went, oh my word, this is insane, and none of us should really believe in violence on any level like that. So I want to pray over that situation and the elections and all that stuff. But I want to say thank you again for all that you did to make this happen. Thank you for being a part of this church. I'm really, really glad that you are. And I know we talk about giving at the end of our gatherings and the Connect card. If you have prayer, anything you need prayer for, write on the Connect card. There's different ways to give as we all invest in with our resources to make happen what we do as a church. So thank you for that. Why don't you go ahead and stand to your feet? Like I said, I'm just going to pray two prayers, one over what happened yesterday, the politics and all that stuff, and then finally just praying to dedicate this whole thing about iHeart to Jesus. So pray with me and then we'll dismiss. God, thank you for who you are. And God, I know that probably many of us, as we caught wind of the news yesterday and all that went on, feel shocked and like, this is insane, what's going on? And really, it grieves us, it saddens us. I don't believe at all that there should be that kind of violence in a political campaign. I don't care this agenda or that agenda and all that. We just pray that God, you would not only cause those things to be suppressed, but God, we give to you all of our leaders or those vying for positions in leadership, whether it be national or statewide or county or local governments. God, we pray that you would be the leader, that you would minister, that you would God, just continue to move in ways that give wisdom to leadership that desperately need it. And you challenge us to pray for our leaders. And so we pray that you would do your work in the hearts of leaders. I pray we would do our civic duty. Yes, there's a vote coming up and that we can vote and do our part, and we should. But God, we give it all to you. We do pray for Donald Trump. We pray healing in that ear. We pray that, God, where there's any trauma there in the midst of him and the people involved with him, God, surround them too. Minister to them as well, those in the crowd, that individual, that there's families grieving the loss of that person today that never would have thought that would happen, that God, you would pour out your grace there. And God, we pray over iHeart. God, we give it to you that today isn't about bragging about, wow, look at how awesome we are. But what we want to do, God, is paint a picture of what it looks like to want to make a difference in our world here in Snohomish County. So we pray over every site and give it to you, from individual sites at homes and trailers in different places around the county, or God, different projects at schools or parks or wherever else. Father, bless all that happened. Minister through your Spirit at every site, God, that people will be drawn to you, that the light of Christ will be reflected in our lives and shine into the worlds that we care about all around our county. We give it to you. We thank you for it. Bless every bit of our resources as we all want to be generous and walk out our faith, including our resources. Bless it all, God. We give it to you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name. And everyone said amen.